The Environmental Protection Agency is building the site with help from the Commerce Department and the National Archives. They're mainly focusing on the public's needs. But the Archives Office of Government Information Services Director Miriam Nisbet says this one-stop shop will benefit agencies.
As this portal has been conceived and as it's been constructed, it's been done with the viewpoint of trying to meet all the requirements that any FOIA office, big or large, would have to deal with.
Requirements like the annual reporting the agencies have to do for the Justice Department, which monitors compliance with the Open Records Law. The Office of Government Information Services serves as the FOIA ombudsman, tracking delays and facilitating disputes. Kristen Mitchell is one of the facilitators.
I think it could potentially help FOIA officers throughout the government be a little more efficient at doing their jobs. And I think that's important given that the federal government receives something along the lines of half a million FOIA requests, you know, government-wide every year.
Agencies have steadily reduced the backlog over recent years, but there are still 70,000 outstanding FOIA requests in fiscal 2010. Many of those delays come when the agency that receives a request doesn't have the records and passes the request on to another agency. Miriam Nisbet says the new portal could change that.
This system, if it's used by a lot of agencies, and we certainly hope it will be, we'll be able to use this as a more efficient way to refer records and consult with other agencies on FOIA requests, which right now and up until now has been very much a paper process, but we think there's a way that this can be done electronically, and that could really, really speed things up.
Even if it doesn't, the portal will let users track the status of a request in real time. Mitchell says just having that increased transparency will help the process move along.
Really, when both sides sort of know exactly where the request is in the process, sometimes just having that information can help prevent disputes, and that's what we're all about.
The new site's design is in flux, but EPA is basing it on regulations.gov, which it administers. That's one reason why the agencies can stand the portal up at $1.3 million, by using the existing infrastructure. Open government advocates aren't wild about that.
We've criticized regulations.gov in the past because we don't think it's the most easy-to-use site.
That's OMB Watch policy analyst Gavin Baker. Knowing the FOIA portal is based on a less-than-fabulous site concerns him.
We hope that when the system launches, it will be very high quality and very easy to use. But even if it's a little clunky at first, we've seen agencies be very responsive to concerns about usability in recent years. So we hope that if there are problems with how easy it is to use or how the site functions, that agencies will address that in future versions.
Even if the debut version isn't as sleek as an iPhone, Baker says it's got a lot of potential for groups like his.
It can be a hassle to file multiple requests and then have to track multiple requests across these different systems. The agencies handle them in different ways. Bringing that into one system will make it easier for people to make requests for multiple agencies and then to keep tabs on them as they move through the stages of processing.
This will be the first government-wide system for managing Freedom of Information Act requests. Nisbet says the portal's success hinges on whether agencies will adopt it.
Now, that's not something that is going to happen overnight. You know, the regs.gov, for example, took a number of years to really build out and build up and get agencies using it, but there are now more than 60 agencies that participate. And so the more agencies that want to use this portal, the more efficient and the more effective it's going to be, and the more beneficial it's going to be, I think, for requesters.
EPA, Commerce, and Archives will do their best to sell the idea at demonstrations for FOIA professionals across the government this month. The Archives estimates that the portal could save $200 million over the next 5 years if every agency signs on. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.